Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome back to the Princess Pear podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. It has been such a long time since I've done this intro. I want to cry. I like almost forgot it. I know this is a really like sucky, you know, excuse, but I will be honest. I could not find my microphone, and you know, you don't have to believe me, but I could not find it, and you know, stops me from recording these episodes. Ooh, also, I've been sick for a while. If you hear me coughing in this, it's not because I'm sick. I am having an allergic reaction to my friend's cat. So that is definitely fun. I just, you know, I love animals, and I do not care that I'm allergic to cats, but you know, my throat is a little bit itchy right now, but I'm okay, and I'm gonna be okay. Just thought I'd, you know, give y'all the rundown. But, you know, I just want to talk to you guys, because I miss making these episodes, and I just found my microphone again, so, you know, I'm back. I'm going back down to business, you know how it is. But, yeah, I just wanted to chat with you guys, because I love you, and I missed you. Let me get comfy. Give me a moment. Let me get comfy. Okay. So, yeah, I kind of want to talk about, you know, I think, as y'all can tell by the title, I want to talk about a little bit about love today. And I know that, you know, Valentine's Day has come and gone, but, oh my goodness, my heater gonna be the death of me. That girl, she loud. And now she's screaming. Come on. Come on. I am talking about my heater. Not an actual person. But yeah. I think, like, the idea of love, specifically because, you know, like, I'm, you know, in my young adult phase, but I was, you know, in my young phase once. My young era. That's such a funny way to put that. You know, everyone's young. But I mean, like, I don't know. There wasn't, like, a lot of pressure to, like, have a relationship. I don't know. I think, like, specifically in, like, middle school, there was, like, a lot of, not shame, but a lot of, like, what do you mean? Like, you don't have a boyfriend. What do you mean you've never had a boyfriend? Like, things like that. It was less of, like, you need to have a boyfriend, and more of, like, well, you have to be romantic. You know what I mean? Like, having, you know, boys who like you is like a sign of, you know, your worth, which is such a stupid way to look at it. Because, like, you know, whether we like it or not, a lot of, like, you know, oh, I like you, blah, 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 things like that, you know, at that age are purely, like, appearance based. And, like, I have said this before, like, my appearance is the least interesting thing about me. And that's saying a lot, because it's fairly interesting, you know? I'm a pretty little lady, but, like, I'm so much more than that. And I think, like, that's hard to realize when you're, what, you know, 12, 13, 14. Like, it's kind of, it's an awkward phase. And, you know, being like, oh, well, I've never had a boyfriend, or, you know, blah, blah. Which, like, my mama did right. My parents did right in, you know, being like, yeah, you're not gonna date at 12 years old. You know what I mean? And I think, like, you know, the kids who did, the girls who did, like, I think, I don't know, I personally have not met anybody who would say that, like, that part of their life was good. You know what I mean? Like, some people meet their, I don't know, partner when they're that old. But my thing was, like, you know, I say it all the time, if he wanted to, he would. And I say that in, like, you know, or, you know, if they wanted to, they would. You know what I mean? Like, just being better. You know what I mean? Like, if you really wanted to be my significant other, like, you would want to be friends first. And you would, like, you'd wait. You'd wait to have a relationship with me until you truly knew me. And I think, like, that, you can't ask that out of, like, a lot of young people, you know? Which is fine, and that's the reason I chose not to, you know, have these relationships. And I think the hard part is, a lot of it I didn't choose. And I think, like, that was kind of a blessing in some ways. You know what I mean? It's even hard for me to say now, oh, it was a blessing that nobody liked you. But, like, kind of. It, like, in a really kind of interesting way. Oh, my goodness. I'm just gonna turn my heater off, you know what I mean? It's like, I can be a little bit chilly. Come on. Sometimes I call my heater Stacy, because I think it makes me less angry to, like, humanize this thing that's currently ruining my podcast episode. Anyways, the heater's off, so it shouldn't be a problem anymore. Well, Stacy got me off my train of thought. Yeah, I mean, like, I personally did not have a lot of, guys wanting to be my significant other. And I was in middle school, like middle school, high school. It was kind of because I was weird, but like I would personally say it was more of like a confidence, and like I didn't put up or really like the flirting or like the, oh, I'm gonna steal your book bag and it's like a funny thing I'm gonna do, like that's how I'm gonna flirt. I did not put up with it. And I think, like, I kind of had these standards, like, these really high standards. And then I was like, well, how come boys aren't talking to me or things like that? And I think, like, it kind of really was helpful in a lot of ways. Like, I would definitely recommend, like, I don't want to say, oh, you cannot date in high school or middle school. Because I'm not a parent. I'm very loosely out of those years. But, like, it's like, if you find someone you really like, be friends with them, and then, like, kind of see where that leads. And I think, like, that's the thing, is if they don't want to have a friendship with you, then they truly do not like you. You know what I mean? If you can't like somebody, like hanging out with them, like getting to know them, truly like who they are as a person, like, you will never, like, learn to love that person. Or, if you, quote, learn to love that person, it's not true. And this is all in my opinion, I'm not a certified love coach, I've never been in love, like, these things, like, it's silly for me to say things, but, like, from my personal experience, like, like, I would not say I got my heart broken, but I got thoroughly annoyed with teenage boys. As one does. And I think, like, I don't know, you just, like, a lot of the time they romanticize the idea of, like, oh, you're gonna find the one during these years. Or, like, I personally, this is kind of going off track, but, like, the trope of, like, oh, enemies to lovers, things like that. Not a fan. I'll say this, like, with Mr. Darcy or things like that, like Pride and Prejudice, I don't like the, oh, I don't like you, I'm annoyed by you, you're poor, oh, just kidding, I'm in love with you. No. I need you to be obsessed with me at every stage. You know what I mean? And I think that's why I'm so willing to wait and, like, not have a relationship. Because if I'm gonna settle for some enemies to lovers thing, I'm not hating on people who, like that trope or have relationships and that. I'm sure, it's working for y'all. It's not gonna work for me. I'm not gonna feel as loved as I could in a situation like that. And I think that's the bigger thing. Like, I think I need somebody to really like me, and I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm obsessed with you, you're so beautiful, but, like, I need to, like, wow, like, you're, I love when you talk about things you're passionate about, or things like that, because, I'm reciprocating that, like, I also want to find somebody who is more than just a pretty face, and that's always been my thing, if I find someone who is smart and kind to me, I'm head over heels. I'm gonna be completely honest. Which I think is funny to say, but, like, I don't know, and I feel like I don't really talk about, like, a lot of this, I don't want to say with my family or things like that, I don't experience love very often. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that in like a silly way, but you know what I mean? I'm not very boy crazy. Things like that. Like I want to find the one, and I want them to be the one. Like I want to, because that's my thing, is I think I'm very sentimental. I'm very emotional. So I don't want to like experience like big things in my life with somebody who's, I don't want to say temporary, because I think this is making me sound like a jerk. But you know what I mean? I think that thing is like friends for me. Like if y'all are no longer friends, I don't really have like friendships where I'm like, oh, I would never talk about that person, or I have to cut them out of my photos. But I think often that's how like relationships end. You know what I mean? I want someone who is like truly my friend that like I don't know, becomes something more romantic in the future. And I think like for the longest time in like high school, I was like, oh my gosh, I want a boyfriend so bad. And then I was like, but in every single, you know, guy that I'd come across, it's like, you know, let's just say if you've ever met a teenage boy, you know, they're kind of all, I don't want to say they're all the same because this is sounding so weird. I mean, I would say teenage girls are kind of all the same too. You know what I mean? We're all so different, but we're also all the same. And I would say that about everybody. You know what I mean? We all struggle with the same things. We're all trying to get through life. We're all kind of insecure, you know, specifically in like middle high school. And we're all so different. You know, we have the same, like, we have a lot of similarities. Anyways, you know what I mean? I went through this phase where, like, wanting a boyfriend so bad. And then I was like, wait, I literally don't. You know what I mean? Like, anytime a boy would, like, talk to me, I'd be like, oh, you know, like, you're so sweet. Like, let's be, like, really good friends. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, mama, you're so sexy. And I'd be like, nope, no thanks, actually, no, thank you. I don't actually like that at all. And I'd be like, ooh, no. You know what I mean? That happened like one time. Like I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like I think the fact that I was so like, ew, like why would you say that? Kind of reduced the amount of, you know, people trying to talk to me, which was completely fine. You know what I mean? I'm living my best life over here. Anyways, and then you know, I went through my phase, as you know, if you've listened to some earlier episodes, I was emo. You know what I mean? I went through my phase of, you know, my era of no friends, which, you know, I learned from. We've grown. I'm not angry with her. You know what I mean? The girl I was, you know, 2 years ago, she's still cute. She's still great. She's still awesome. And she deserved friends. But boy, is she happy now. You know, I'm talking like way too much of like third person. I'm very happy now. Anyways. Then like during that phase, I was like, I like do like I need to get friends first. Like the relationship things like that, like completely. You know what I mean? I wasn't worried about that at all. I knew it wasn't gonna really happen. And then like I wouldn't say it's like back now. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be like oversharing, but you know what I mean? I think like now that I have friends, it's kind of like, you know what? You know, I'm getting older. I think it's just like weird to be like, you know what I mean? Like, I could. But I'm like, oh, that's so much work. I don't want to. But also, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my thing, is like I want to meet the one, and I want them to be the one. You know what I mean? Like, I have too much stuff in my life to be messing around. You know what I mean? Like I think like as much as I'm like silly and, you know, emotional, I'm very like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to waste my time. I know what my major is. I know what my career plan is. I know, you know, I like to have a plan. You know what I mean? I'm not being like, oh, you know, this exact year I'm gonna do this and this and this. But there's a list and I will complete the list. And you know what I mean? I don't need to add one more thing to the list. I don't need to add, you know, find boyfriend who you know, fits the checklist. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to. But I would like to, you know, say for all the other, you know, singles out there, I'm enjoying my, you know what I mean? Like, I have so much life to live. And I think, like, it was so, like, I don't know, like, being 14 and being like, oh, I want a boyfriend so bad. It was like, for what? So you guys can, like, walk to 7-Eleven together? Like, what were you gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're gonna go to homecoming together and blah, 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 blah. What? I just think, like, in my experience, like, those kind of, like, boy-girl relationships just complicated everything. And I was like, why can't we all just be friends? We're 13. Come on. Oh, my nose rings falling out. Whoops. I just think everyone should be friends. But I think, like, love for me is, like, I think, like, I love so deeply, but I'm using that as more of, like, a verb. Love is a verb for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm acting on that. So, like, well, I'm assuming, like, more for my, like, obviously, like, platonic relationships. But I truly love my friends so deeply. So I think in that aspect, I say I love you to, like, you know, I mean, for, you know, every fault of my own, all of my friends are girls, but that's okay. I mean, I have, like, two. Anyways, all my friends are girls right now, and that's great. I have no problem being, you know, I love you. I love you so much. Like, all this stuff. I think, like, that, like, relational part, I do not want to, I think I put so much up, so many layers of, like, I do not want to fall in love unless you are the one, and I haven't found that yet. So, you know, whenever it's like, oh, you know, I like this person, and they like me, and it's like, oh, blah, 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 he's so cute, but I'm like, ugh, but like, oh, you're gonna, like, break my heart, and I'm gonna, like, cry. It's like, I don't wanna go through that. I got chemistry in the morning, you know what I mean? Like, it's not really lining up in my schedule. And so I think, like, is that an interesting way to look at it? Yes. Is it the right way to look at it? Maybe not. But it's my way to look at it. And I think it's working. Because I think it's hard to be like, oh my gosh, like, I've never really had, like, a real relationship. But it's like, okay. Like, I have learned so much about love from those who truly love me. You know, like, my family and my friends. And it's not really a lesson I need to learn from anybody else. So I think, like, you know, I always talk about, like, on this podcast, like, this is, like, what I would want to hear, you know, from, like, an older sister. Because these are things your mom tells you. And my mom's going to listen to this and she's going to say, you know what? She's not going to say I told you so, but she's going to, you know, say, like, you know, these are all things I told you. Anyways. But I think, you know, I look at my demographics. It's not very many teen girls listen to this, but that's who I'm really speaking to in this moment. You know what I mean? Like, be different. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to date. Like, build those relationships. Even if they are with guys, you know, just build those, like, really deep friendships where you get to know the person. Because I think, like, you can learn a lot in friendship. There's some people, you know, I have crushes on, and I really build, like, a good friendship with them. And then I realize they're terrible, and I'm not really a fan of them. You know, I'm not really a fan of the guy who I, like, you know, became friends with, and then realize that he's, like, you know, a womanizer. You know what I mean? I'm not, that's not for me, specifically. Or, you know, I get to know these guys, and they're, like, mean. Or, like, things like that. I think you can really, like, learn a lot about someone in friendship, because they're not trying to, like, impress you. And I think, like, there's a lot of times where I've really, like, met people, and it's like, you know, like, or, like, there isn't red flags, and it's like, you know what, I only want a friendship with this person. And you know what I mean? As I'm, you know, I will be honest, I do not make friends with very many guys, you know, for like I said, I want to say no fault of my own. I don't know. It's no fault of my own. Anyways. But I love making friends with people, you know? And I would say, like, that's the biggest takeaway, is if they truly want a relationship with you, they would want to be your friend first. You know what I mean? Specifically in, like, high school and middle school. I'm not going to talk about college because I'm new here. Let's just say that. It's on my second day. But, you know, I plan to continue this podcast and I continue to talk on these subjects again. So, you know, this is how I feel currently in this moment, laying in my bed at 10 o'clock, you know, on a Saturday. But, you know, those opinions are open to change, but I think, like, that is where I'll stand strong. Like, you know, if they truly cared about you, they would want to be your friend first. And they also wouldn't get mad at you if you were like, hey, like, I'm not really ready for a relationship, or I'm not really, you know, I just don't want that right now. You know what I mean? And you don't need to make excuses to people. I think, like, that is something, you know, we've talked about, like, a lot in college, a lot in, like, high school, like, just the power of, like, no, and saying no to things, not apologizing for them, you know, if someone's like, oh, you know, can you do this for me? And you just say no. Like, I think it's scary, like, even saying that, like, that example, like, makes my stomach turn. But I think, like, the strength and the power of being like, no, with no excuse, you know, you don't have to be rude about it. But if someone's like, oh, you want to go on a date with me? Like, oh, you know, no, thank you. You know, like, you can say it like that. I don't think there's, you know, there's no, like, apology in that. You know, like, oh my gosh, like, no, I just, like, really don't think we should do this. And I don't know, like, I really don't know you, blah, 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 blah. You know, just say, like, oh, no, thank you. I think there's, like, such power in that. And I think, like, sometimes as women, like, there is, you know, violence that comes through that. But I think, like, it's, we all, I feel like specifically for me, I take on that. And I'm like, well, you know, I have to be nice. And I have to do these things, like, to protect myself. And I think, like, it's, I mean, disgusting that I have to, like, think like that, but, you know, I haven't personally been in a lot of those situations, but I think just practicing that power of no and standing strong in those answers is also really important, you know? I'm not trying to go on a tangent, it's just, you know, it's an important topic for me. Well, I love you guys. I know this podcast was a little bit all over the place. Oh my gosh, I just had the funniest thought. I was like, what if, like, you never know. I like read this thing and it was like, you are, like, currently getting closer to your, like, wedding day, and you'll never know it. And that's terrifying. Like, you're like, if you possibly want to have kids, you're getting closer every day to the day that you will be a parent. And that's kind of terrifying. And I think thinking like that, like, makes me a little bit scared. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know you're going to graduate. What happened? Oh my gosh. My cup and my glasses. No! I just spilled root beer on the floor. But that's okay. I'll clean it up. Now I lost my tangent again. Oh. But I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what if the person I'm going to marry is listening to this? They probably aren't. I see my demographics. It's mostly ladies. But, well, again, another tangent. Well, I love you guys. You deserve the world, and you deserve so much love. And, you know, I'm rooting for you, and I know that that day will come for you. And remember, it is perfectly okay, and I would say healthy, to, you know, not to settle. You do what you need to do, and, you know, value your education, young people of the world. I can't just say America, because I have a lot of listeners in other places. You know, young people of the world, you know, you value yourself, you value your education, you know, and then you can start thinking about, you know, in the very back of your head, you can start thinking about possibly a relationship. Well, Anyways, that was my little talk tangent, whatever you want to call it. Bye-bye now.